Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, it's a beautiful day. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Nothing to do to save his life, call his wife. Nothing to say, but what a day, how's your boy? Nothing to do, it's up to you.
I've got
nothing to say, but it's okay. After a while, you start to smile. Now you're feeling cool. Then you decide to take a walk by the old school. Nothing has changed, it's still the same.
I've got
nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
Going to work. Don't wanna go.
Feeling low down.
Hello, home, you start to roam. Then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing to do. Everything is closed, it's like a blue. Everyone you see is half asleep, and you're on your own. You're in the street. Somebody needs to know the time. Glad that I'm here. I'm watching the skirts start to flirt. Now you're in gear. Go to a show, you hope she goes.
I've got
nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, it's a beautiful day.
Well, it's a good morning.
It's a beautiful day. Good morning, a wonderful
day. Good day, sunshine.
Mr. Bluebird, good morning.
Here comes the sun.
How are you? Good morning. Looking nice to me.
Oh, say I never loved him. I look at you, Lord, just play Hazy Blues. I'm going downtown to buy a gun. Give me that long black shiny one. I'm gonna end it, my troubles too. Lord, just play Hazy Blues. I made you my queen both night and day. Snap your little finger and I'd be a slave. You didn't wanna wear the crown, didn't wanna be queen. You got the kind of loving makes me wanna scream. So roll me over, roll me slow. The wounds that I made, they hurt me so. The wounds that you made, they hurt me too. And Lord, just pray Hazy Blues. I made you my queen both night and day. Snap your little finger and I'd be a slave. You didn't wanna wear the crown, didn't wanna be queen. You got the kind of loving makes me wanna scream. Roll me over, but roll me slow. The wounds that I made, they hurt me so. The wounds that you made, they hurt me too. And Lord, just pray, crazy blue.
Last week, took the Sunset Freeway in my hot rod Jeep. Stopped in Bel Air and picked up Annie. Said UCLA's got a hoodle beating any banjos, Latin Scruggs, Johnny Cash. While the beat man show was in full swing, I stepped backstage, say hi to the gang. Annie skipped out with some young beach boys, so I hopped my Jeep and we made some noise doing 90. Right through Santa Monica, heading for the surfing grounds. Well, I pulled up by the sand dune caves. There was my Annie out riding the waves. Three or four guys giving her the big eye, and all I can do is sit here and cry, lonesome. Annie's out there, getting her bikini all wet. Pulled in the station, a guy I knew well had some big balloon tires he wanted to sell. If I use these things, you think she'll float? He says, if they don't, I'll buy you both. Put them on, keep the change, I'm a heavy tipper. Sunset Beach, headed out to sea. This baby's a peach. Annie and the boys about to flip their lid. Didn't think she'd flow, but it sure did. Smooth sailing, surfing hot rod, waves a little bit bumpy. Well, the doggone sea was sure getting rough. My stomach told me I'd had about enough. Spun my wheels, standing still, and a great big wave took me up the hill. Flip-flops, flop flips. Dang water is salty. Woke up in the hospital getting wrung out, full of seawater is a mile-long trout. Annie and the boys dropped by every day, said they spotted my Jeep in Catalina Bay, upside down. Wheels still spinning. Y'all can have it. Wanna stay on dry land. Surfing. Hoodle beat nannies.
Who thinks he knows it all?
Hangs out of the Santa Fe when the surf goes out to the 40 scale.
And he's always practicing his cowabunga call.
Cowabunga!
But you better scramble when the big waves start to roll. Cause there's nothing worse than a grimy out of control. Grimy out of control. Grimy out of control. Worse than a grimy out of control. The kids all know that a grimy's talk is cheap.
Tried to hold that curl of pipeline bombs out of saddle bottle.
So they just try to ignore this ugly creep.
Cowabunga!
His board is always full of things, for he's always doing stupid things. And there's nothing worse than a grimy out of control. Than a grimy out of control.
Guitars are playing. it's time for dancing.
Jam, bam, 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 bam.
Don't you know it's time for romancing? There's magic all around. The scene is set. Well, are you in love yet? Come on down, listen to the sound of me playing my guitars. My guitars and bongos.
Guitars, guitars and a bongo bongo.
Guitars, my guitars and bongos.
Bam, 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 bam.
The bongos beat a beach party time. Serpent has stopped. Hey, let's start dancing to the guitars, a guitars and bongos.
Guitars, guitars and bongo bongos.
Guitars, guitars and bongos.
Guitars, guitars and bongo bongos.
Okay, hey, and welcome to a beautiful day here in Bangor, Maine, where winter is officially coming. It's not summer anymore. All of the summer celebrations are over as of today. I think there's a couple of leftovers. Every single town has a summer celebration, some sort of, you know, summer festival. They're really glad to see summer up here. Last night we had some frost in some parts of the state. My wife is out there taking apart her garden. We got three cords of wood last week that were busy stacking up. And last night we turned the heat on for the first time. Damn! So, time for a grab bag edition, since I don't have the concentration available to bring you a coherent show, since my brain is scattered this week. We started with Big Daddy. You know all about them. They took all these nice songs and turned them into 50s crap. That was, of course, Good Morning, Good Morning. We heard from Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, something called Seaside Bar Song from his Tracks collection. Happy birthday, Bruce! Thing I like about Bruce Springsteen is he's always going to be older than me, just like Bill Kelly. We heard from Weird Crazy Blues from a guy named Giles Perry Richardson. You do know him better as J.P. Richardson, and you know him much better as the Big Bopper. I ran into his name on a list of one-hit wonders, which I'll tell you more about in the weeks to come. But obviously, he was not a one-hit wonder. He would have had many more had he not gone down that Iowa cornfield with Buddy Holly. The Dave Clark Five, Glad All Over, and I love that song. And I heard that last week, and it just blew my socks off again for like the 94th time. Johnny Bond, we had a Hot Rod Hangover song, the Hot Rod Surf and Hoodle Beat Nanny. The Silly Surfers, Gremlins Out of Control. That was a song, believe it or not, covered by Pearl Jam. Don't know what they were thinking. And then we hear from Lou Christie, along with the Tammies, guitars and bongos. The Tammies were Gretchen and Kathy Owens, and their best buddy, Linda Jones. And then we hear from the Tammies themselves, the Egyptian Shumba. Tammies are not a one-hit wonder, having never had their own hit, but they had many with Lou Christie. And that song, Egyptian Shumba, was actually written by Lou Christie. They were lifelong buddies. They promised each other that if any of them got discovered, they'd take the other ones with them. And Lou got discovered and brought the Tammies with him. We heard from the Ad Libs, genuine one-hit wonders. I'm Just a Hometown Girl. Immigrant Song was Dred Zeppelin. And Mary Lou Lord, Jump, Van Halen cover. All right, so I got more for you. Like I said, one-hit wonders coming up. I don't know how I'm going to present these to you. I know you don't want to hear just the hits, so I'm looking for other things that these obscure bands have done, which is kind of my job anyway. So more about that as it goes along. I'll be back soon. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity.
We take you now to Grover's Mills, New Jersey.
Last years of the 19th century, that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized by someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm, multiply, and drop water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Professor Pearson of the Observatory at Princeton confirmed Farrell's observation and described the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote.
I saw you. elephants has examined more than 15,000 alleged sightings of flying saucers and other unidentified flying objects since 1959, is still keeping an open mind on the existence of aliens. Now, we know the truth. Space invaders are back.
It looks like a purple people ear to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is titled. I can hardly support myself to keep looking at it. It's awful. Its eyes are black. Monster, whatever it is, can hardly move.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
Now, we know the truth. Space invaders are back.
At midnight on the 12th of August, a huge mass of luminous gas erupted from Mars and sped towards Earth. Across 200 million miles of void, invisibly hurtling towards us, came the first of the missiles that were to bring so much calamity to Earth. As I watched, there was another jet of gas. It was another missile, starting on its way.
Can you see the bright light shining?
Spurting out from Mars, bright green, drawing a green mist behind, beautiful but somehow disturbing sight. Ogilvy, the astronomer, assured me we were in no danger. He was convinced there could be no living thing on that remote, forbidding planet.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said.
Then came the night the first missile approached Earth. It was thought to be an ordinary falling star. The next day there was a huge crater in the middle of the comet, and Ogilvy came to examine what lay there. A cylinder, 30 yards across, glowing hot, with faint sounds of movement coming from within. Suddenly the top began moving, rotating, unscrewing. And Ogilvy feared there was a man inside trying to escape. He rushed to the cylinder, but the intense heat stopped him before he could burn himself on the metal.
The professor moves around one side, studying the object while captain of the policeman's band is cupping in their hands. I can say it now, it's a white handkerchief tied to a pole. Flag of truth. Those creatures know what that means, what anything means. Wait a minute, something's happening. A shape is rising out of the pit. They got a small beam of light against a mirror. It's that. You get the flame springing from the mirror as they strike the advancing men. Strike them head on. Lord, they're turning the flame. He's caught up by the wind of the fire. There's bad tanks, tanks all over the field. Fighting everywhere. Coming this way now.
Mars attacks. Mars attacks. Get wings, Mars wings, Mars wings, Mars wings, Mars wings, Mars wings, Mars wings.
Abruptly, the sound ceased.
This thing, this machine, it crawled out of the ground, started to torture everything. It was killing everybody. What is it? Is it Terrace? This came from someplace else. What do you mean, like Europe?
No, Robbie, not like Europe!
Chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. Chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come. Yes, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still.
What happened? Geez, somebody got shot. Lock him up.
And now, Garbage Can from Thailand, written especially for radio by Judson Fountain. It begins as an 18-year-old boy enters an old man's house.
What? Who are you? How did you get in here?
I'm Johnny, but that doesn't matter. I came here to tell you you're through.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you, old man. I'm 18 years old. I got a lot of spending to do, so I checked up on you. You're wanted in a few countries by the police, and also in the East you were practicing black magic. So they should be here in a while. I told them where you were.
What? Why, you young punk, you blew the whistle!
Yeah, old man, I blew the whistle. Don't try anything, I have a gun. You move and I'll kill you. I'll kill you and put you where you belong, in that garbage can. I'll put you in that strange garbage can you have downstairs.
I got that garbage can when I was in Thailand. It has supernatural qualities. They say no hay casts a spell on it.
Yeah? And that's where you belong, in that garbage can. The garbage can from Thailand.
You young punk, come here.
Let go of me, old man. Let go of me.
You young punk.
I said let go of me. I told you, you did a lot of damage to people. You hurt me also. I want you to know before you go that when you're dead, I'm going to put your body in that garbage can. That garbage can from Thailand. Later, when they find your body, they won't know what happened and they won't care either. And I'll live high off of the reward I'll get for turning you in.
I'll get you, you young punk. I'll get you if I had to come back from the grave.
Good. You're dead. So long, old man. It's been 3 nights now. Why haven't anything been in the papers about the old man? It's almost midnight. I'll go over here to the window. And I'll see what... Oh, no. That garbage can in front of my door. It's a garbage can I put the old man in. The garbage can from Thailand. How did it get here?
Yes. How did it get here? Where has it been for 2 nights? And now, Johnny, as you stand by the window, you see a sight that makes you want to stand there and scream. You see the top of the garbage can come off, and you see the old man get out. He's old, dead, and horrible looking. His gray hair is standing out, and he's horrible looking. He has long teeth. Your doors are locked. You tiptoe very quietly and sit down in a chair, making not a sound. You've managed to put out the light and tiptoe back to your chair. Only the moonlight shines in the window. You're afraid almost even to breathe as you sit there alone in the dark room, because you remember that the old man practiced black magic in the East. Also, he said that an old hag put a spell on the garbage can that you put him in. The garbage can from Thailand. And you know he's here to get you, Johnny. Will he come alone? Or will he bring some evil spirits with him from the grave? Suddenly, you hear a window break downstairs. And then you hear other sounds. And now you know that the old man didn't come alone. You sit there alone in the dark room filled with terror, and suddenly you feel an icy hand on your shoulder.
No! No!
You jump up from your chair and turn around.
No!
And standing there in back of you, face to face, is now the old man you killed. He's old, horrible looking, and he's dead.
Oh no! You!
I told you I'd come back from the grave, and I brought some old ghosts with me.
No, keep away from me, old man.
Go get him.
No, keep away from me, old man. No, please, keep away from me. No, keep away, keep back.
You have been listening to Garbage Can from Thailand, written and directed for radio by Judson Fountain. Johnny and the Old Man was played by Judson Fountain. This is your announcer, Sandor Weisberg.
That I have given all the kindness that I have. might be time to stop. When you knew that I was through, that I'd done all I could do, did you really have to milk the final drop? Not content with my mistake,
Yeah. face of the smiling man, the world can all afford.
Give the world a smiling day.
A smile every day.
Helping the mortal
on my dear way.
From the best of sin. Bring the world into the mountain for to
sleep.
And all we are saying is give booze a chance.
Hey, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Everybody's talking about light ale, brown ale, lagers, very sun, silvery, very green, and swing as much as a little.
All we are saying.
To sing. Well, I don't know about that.
A record, no, you know what I mean, a record.
That's all, put you on the next B-side.
Macrobiotic, man.
Some kids say that the world today is all upside down. Sometimes they're smiling, sometimes they frown. My heart felt sore for the kid next door when I saw him cry. Is what he told me when I asked him why. I played horsey down the street with my broom down the street. When somebody moved the street, I put down and go boom. I got right up on my horse. You see, the broom, of course, was my horse. When somebody moved my horse, I put down and go boom. I cried and cried and ran home to mom. It's all right now. But gee, how that certain place was hurting. Mother put me straight to bed, oh my head. In my dreams they moved the bed. I put down and go boom. London Bridge is far away, but I went there one day. Water underneath all day, I fall down there. I was learning how to dance, and how to prance. To kick high, I took a chance. I put down a go boom. Then I danced up on my toes, on my toes. Goodness knows, when the floor struck my poor nose, I put down and go boom. I tried and tried to hide all my pride. They laughed and laughed. I shook my shoulder and grew bolder when I tried to do the split. Do the split and make a hit. Something started into rip. I put down and go, I put down and go, boom.
It makes no difference, baby, where you go. I got something, want you to know. I got angst in my pants, baby, for you. Every time I come and feel your arms, it makes my feelings just get all wrong. Cause I got ants in my pants, baby, for you. It is tomorrow, it's early or late. I want you, baby, give me a date. Cause I got ants in my pants, baby, for you. You red hot mama, me shakes on the bone. Thinks about your loving, baby, when you gone. Cause I got ants, oh, and my pain, baby, for you. Meet you on the street, a funny feeling, my head to my feet. Cause I got ants in my pants, baby, for you. Put your arms around me, baby, like you should. I'm telling you, baby, your loving is good. Cause I got ants in my pants, baby, for you. I'm gonna hug you, baby, good and tight. Now love me, baby, like you done last night. Cause I got ants in my pants, baby, for you.
Was born a young scarab in a cozy pile of poop just around the corner from Mr. Wilson's stoop. Many a pile I've eaten through this poop-covered land I've roamed, but nothing's been as delicious as the cozy pile of poop that I call home.
I just love it there.
Mom had many mouths to feed, but we always had our fill. Take a look around you. This world is one big dunghill. While you're looking, watch your step, or you'll seem rather rude. Please don't walk on dog poop. You don't see us walking on the junk that you call food. Sometimes it's chunky, sometimes it's chewy, sometimes it's soupy, sometimes it's gooey, sometimes it's hard. But one thing's for sure, there's nothing as delicious as a big pile of manure. to visit my cousin, who lived in a stable. I ate and I ate and ate all that I was able. I've had my share of rabbits and cats, chickens, cows, and dogs, of course. And nothing's looked as lovely as the enormous mountains left by a horse. Sometimes it's chunky, sometimes it's chewy, sometimes it's soupy, sometimes it's gooey, sometimes it's hard. But one thing's for sure, there's nothing as delicious as a big pile of manure. Now some of you may think it's gross that I eat excrement. Just remember that my diet is really for your betterment. If it wasn't for us dung beetles and all the eating that we've done, you'd be living in a sea of holding, molding dung. Sometimes it's chunky, sometimes it's chewy, sometimes it's soupy, sometimes it's gooey, sometimes it's spotty, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not, sometimes it's runny, sometimes it's smelly, sometimes it's noisy, sometimes it's mushy, sometimes it's creamy, sometimes it's raunchy, sometimes it's froggy, sometimes it's red. Sometimes it's clunky, sometimes it's squealy, sometimes it's clunky, sometimes it's clammy, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's spilly,
sometimes it's spilly.
Little Miss Muffet decided to rough it and went to a camp one summer. A privy was there, but she didn't care. She wasn't a licensed plumber. It wasn't too neat. She sat on the seat, and then she got bit on the can. She cried, "Protect us from the lactodectus mactans." Oh, the black widow spider bit Miss Muffet on the ass. It had, she said, the orange and red shape of an hourglass. It's 13 millimeters long and has three pair of eyes. With neurotoxic venom strong, avoid it, I advise. The sting brought chills and vomiting, rigidity and cramps. Miss Muffet said to stop it, cram your damn old summer camps. Little Miss Muffet decided to rough it and went to the privy once more. But there running loose was a brown recluse just waiting to make a score. That first aperture had done something to her. She carefully placed a breach. A zealous loxosceles bit her butt, and then she screeched, "Oh, a recluse spider just completed his attack with a dark violin mark upon his cephalothorax. It was 1 centimeter long and different from the flies, but both arachnids really hid and caught her by surprise. From him a toxic venom, a necrotic ulcer formed. She said, give me a privy where your ass is never harmed. Miss Muffet couldn't rough it, so she went back to the city. A tarantula fell on her and bit her on her titty.
Okay, we're back again with another thrilling playlist. This one, part two. The grab bag edition rolls on and is almost over. We have important things to cover, though, so pay attention. We heard from Invaders from Mars. That was Voice Dude's take on Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. One of the coolest things ever, I think. And if you're interested in hearing the whole thing, I did a podcast on it back in October of 2010. You can find it in the archives if you're interested. It does the whole thing. And like I said, it's the coolest thing ever. I'm just amazed. And you'll find a couple of videos related to it on the playlist thing, too, while you're looking for the archives. So check them out, too. One is very, very, very weird. Just so you know. We heard from Buchanan and Goodman something called Mystery in slow motion. That didn't make much sense at all, did it? Glad to help. Judson Fountain, the garbage can from Thailand. The milk of human kindness was, of course, Pro Call Harum. We heard from the Corley family. Don't play enough of stuff by them. And that was Give the World a Smile.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bonzo Dog Band, Give Booze a Chance. That way you can listen to the Corleys and not kill yourself for it. We heard from Helen Kane, the real-life, honest-to-God Betty Boop. Look for a video of her, and that was called I Fought Down, Go Boom. Honest to God, that's what it said on the label. Bo Carter, after that, Ants in My Pants, Big Wheel Popcorn, The Ballad of a Dung Beetle, and Sam Adams, the singing dermatologist, and Arachnidism. Okay, so that brings us up to where we are. I don't know what I'm going to do for you next week, but coming up, we have a little tribute to Yogi Berra. Yogi and I were from the same town, Montclair, New Jersey. And I actually met the guy a couple of times. First time I was 18 years old, I was a mailman in Montclair, and I was delivering mail to his house, his route, for about a week. And the first day was right after baseball season, the end of September, of course, maybe the beginning of October. The Yankees sucked then. And I came around the back of his house to see him, Yogi, standing there in a pair of shorts and a pair of sandals watering his garden. And, of course, he was very upset to see me there because I startled him. And he said, hey, come on, don't walk on my lawn. Get off my lawn, you kids. And so I kind of slunk up to the porch going, oh, my God, I just got yelled at by Yogi Berra. And his wife, Carmen, came out and took the mail and said, oh, don't worry about him. He's always grouchy at the end of baseball season. Yogi, we loved you. We loved you the most. And we're going to miss you. We're going to miss you like crazy. So, and I'm going to miss you guys, too. But I'll be back next week, so please come back then, and we'll have more fun together. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, the late Yogi Berra.
We lost a baseball icon, known for his very funny sayings. Here's just a few. I really didn't say everything that I said. That's a Yogi Berra quote. The future ain't what it used to be. It's another Yogi Berra quote. Most of what he said was whimsical. The game is 90% mental and the other half is physical. This one takes the cake. We made too many wrong mistakes. You might love one of these. Like, it's time to pair up in threes. And you're gonna dig this for sure. It's too crowded, no one goes there anymore. When it comes to quotations, none was better. Never ever answer an anonymous letter. Yogi, we wish you were still around, my friend. Then it would be deja vu all over again. We're immortalizing your name in the quotation Hall of Fame. We're gonna miss you, Yogi.
Nobody looks like him, nobody walks like him, nobody don't read books like him, nobody talks like him, nobody says the things he says, the way he says the things he says, no one, only Yogi, though it doesn't always sound like what it seems, we will always seem to know just what he means. Nobody's smart like him, nobody's funnier, nobody has a heart like him, nobody's moneyer, nobody plays the same as him, nobody knows the game like him, no one, only Yogi. With a strike zone from his toes up to his head, take the good and hit the bad instead. Nobody looks like him, nobody walks like him, nobody don't read books like him, nobody talks like him, nobody says the things he says, the way he says the things he says, no one, only Yogi, no one. Only you.
Steady Yogi when he's at the plate. Nobody knows what to expect.
It's gonna be a homer, a real ballpark runner.
The king of the catches is Yogi Berra. Behind the plate, he's a mighty terror. Yogi went to 15 All-Star games. Collected him right in the Hall of Fame. Well, Yogi at the plate could get mighty hairy. That's 14 trips to the World Series.
Them Yankees was lucky, cause Yogi was their buddy.
The king of the catchers is Yogi Berra. Behind the plate is a mighty terror.
He was their buddy.
King of the catchers is Yogi Berra. Behind the plate is a mighty terror.